Proclamation number 5173, dated the July 18th, 1951. Faithless humanity. The end is near. Each day takes you closer to the end. Time passes quickly, yet the human race is not aware of what each day still means for people, what they could still acquire and how soon the time they are still granted until the end will be over. The human race does not consider the end and thus lives without worry or only worries about earthly things. Humanity is blind and does nothing to open its eyes. It is alive and approaches death even though it is meant to acquire eternal life while it still lives on earth. And yet, nothing else can be done than to proclaim to it the near end through seers and prophets. Only the gospel can be conveyed to it, and anyone who believes in it will be saved. However, people live without faith. Although they don't always openly reject what is presented to them by God, by Christ, by the beyond, they nevertheless don't possess the right faith, the inner conviction of it, and thus their belief is worthless. But if you humans don't want to go astray, you must gain this faith. For without faith you will neither call upon God nor appeal for gifts of grace so as to be able to become suitable for the afterlife. Without faith you won't establish the connection with Jesus Christ, who alone is the path to eternal life. Without faith you won't live your earthly life consciously with a spiritual goal. Instead you will live purely an earthly life which achieves nothing for eternal life. Faith is to come alive in you or become convinced faith, if it is merely conventional belief. Hence you must listen to what God's messengers proclaim to you. You should not instantly reject what you are preached but make an effort to think about it. If your will is good you won't find it difficult to believe. In that case you will already be consciously considering the end. You will take the possibility into account. You will try to change, for that is the effect of true faith. If your will is good, for good will also always develops the love within itself, because a good will always arises from a good heart. And love helps you to gain a convinced faith. For this reason good and helpful people are more likely to believe in the end, for this belief arises from love and is constantly nourished by love. Just try to gain the right kind of faith, a living faith, which impels you to work at improving your soul. And once you have gained it you will also confer it on your fellow human beings, for there is great hardship amongst humanity, precisely because you lack the right faith in Jesus Christ as the Redeemer, in eternal life and the spiritual kingdom. This concept is unreal to people. At best they merely profess it with their mouth while their heart is unaware of it. But then the human being lacks the knowledge and strength to transform himself. Subsequently, earthly life comes to an end without having led to the goal, without having attained the maturity which assures him eternal life. And the end is coming ever closer. Anyone who remains without faith is approaching a dreadful end, a fate which would horrify him if he knew of it. God's messengers, the servants he chose himself, proclaim it to people and draw their attention to the near end. Listen to them if they come to you, and think about what they say, and take the possibility into account that they have told you the truth. Then you will strive towards changing yourselves. The earthly world will no longer seem so important to you and you will take better care of your soul. Then you will not have to fear the near end either, for it will only be a transition for you into a new life which will make you increasingly happier because it can never be taken from you again. Amen.